The machines are learning from us, but that isn't necessarily creating the best machines.
Data reflects our history, and our history has been very biased to date.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Artificial intelligence is supposed to make the most educated guesses, working with all the possible data to identify patterns or people or things. But what happens when the data and the code created by humans come with all of our human biases built in? Joy Bulamwini researches bias in algorithms at the MIT Media Lab. She studied AI programs from Microsoft, IBM, and Face++, owned by China-based Megvii. She found that all of them make mistakes in facial recognition more often when the person in the photo is a woman or not white, and make the most mistakes when you combine those factors. I asked her how this happened.
If you look at existing benchmarks, you'll notice that even these benchmarks have major skews. Why this matters is when breakthroughs were being recorded for facial recognition in 2014, the way they were able to say they'd made progress was by saying they achieved 97.35% accuracy on this data set. That data set is 77% male and 83% white. Yes, there's the bias that can be in the training data, but there's also bias that can be in the benchmark data sets, which are used to validate whether or not something is ready.
Does it cast doubt on AI overall?
Absolutely, because what we have right now is a blind faith in AI that doesn't acknowledge how easy it is for bias to creep into these systems. And at the end of the day, data reflects our history, and our history has been very biased to date. So we have to be checking. And this is especially important because now we're using artificial intelligence in high stakes decision making, deciding if somebody's hired, if somebody's granted a loan or not. It's influencing college admissions choices.
So what are you most concerned about?
I'm most concerned about the promise for precision health. You're using data. You're using clinical data oftentimes. It wasn't until 1993 that women were even mandated to be part of government-sponsored clinical trials. 1993.
Wow.
Right? Even then, the information wasn't always disaggregated by sex.
Do you envision that there could be some sort of a technical standard?
Yeah, actually, this is not a pipe dream. I am currently leading such a standard with the IEEE. If a police department is going to, let's say, put facial recognition on body cameras, does the community know? Have they had the option to say yes? Which is why I'm working on putting these standards into place.
Joy Bulamwini founded and leads the Algorithmic Justice League at the MIT Media Lab and is one of this year's Forbes Top 50 Women in Technology. Recently, another company has come under fire for bias in its facial recognition software, a company that has already secured several surveillance contracts. That company, Amazon. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. December 31st is coming up fast, and that means time is running out to support Marketplace and make your gift go twice as far. Donate today at marketplace.org to invest in news you value and trust, and your contribution in any amount will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at Candida. Thanks for believing in what we do.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.